everyone, and welcome in to episode number 282 of the We Don't Know Either podcast. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Michael.
Michael, you're here. You're paying attention.
I am paying attention. I am getting. I am prepping myself because I feel like after my fact, you're going to have a lot more questions.
Per usual.
Yes.
Which you guys, I feel like, have a negative tone when you say that to me. Oh, well, you have follow-up questions. No, well, yeah, I do.
It's not that. It's not a negative thing. Just I want to make sure I'm able to answer your questions.
It's the issue that we have to do like 10 times as much work to find out what Lindsay might ask. And then half the time you're like, cool, great fact. And then we move on. It's like, well, there's a half hour of my life I'll never get back.
And then when we don't prep it, she'll ask the questions.
Right. Like question after question after question after question. So yeah,
I'm not sorry. So if you're trying to get an apology out of me, nope. That's a big old nope. So I guess I can kick it off today. I haven't gone first in a while, so I'm the lead off batter, if you will. Baseball, that's a
I
thing.
I will not.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. So recently I went to the International Spy Museum here in DC. It was great. Was learning about some spy stuff.
I was wondering when that event would result in a spy museum. Interesting fact.
Yes, I actually have a picture of the placard of text, which as I took this picture, which is probably what I'll put in the link dump because
sure.
I don't know. I couldn't find an article related. And I was also, I don't know. The plaque works. But everyone was like, why are you taking a picture of this plaque instead of the interesting photo that's attached to it? But
okay.
I was like, I have a reason. And then they have a like air duct that you can crawl up into and you like can spy on other people
sure.
in the spy museum. And I looked out the
That's
window.
Not creepy.
Yeah, I looked out the window and this guy like looked up and like saw that there was a person. And then I kind of jumped and he jumped backwards and Joey was right behind me. He's like, Lindsay, you would be a terrible spy. I was like, I could see. He's like, the idea is that you don't get caught and you just scared that guy. I was like, oh, okay, I guess that's fair.
I got to tell you, the single greatest scavenger hunt I've ever been to was at the Spy Museum. Now, that was 20 years ago, but it was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I highly recommend going. It was fair warning. It is one you have to pay for, which is a very DC-specific problem. Like, oh, we have to pay to learn things? Are you
yeah.
kidding me?
Ridiculous.
Yeah, so you guys have heard of carrier pigeons.
I have.
Yeah, big, big in World War I, especially with all the trench warfare. Huge also in World War II. According to the Spy Museum, homing pigeons have been a spy's best friend.
Oh, look at that.
I was wondering who a spy's best friend was.
I was too. Not
That's
the dog.
My question.
Not the dog.
Not the flying wasp exploding spider. It's
yeah.
been a couple of weeks since we were talking about the best animal to drop out of a plane on an airplane.
Probably a year at this point. No, I mean, I think pigeons are a great spy animal. I think
sure.
an insect would be good. Like, I just saw Ant-Man and the Wasp, so I feel
uh-huh.
ants would be a fine spy, but
yeah.
it would draw some suspicions if an ant is by himself or herself.
Also, bugging an enemy would get really punny.
Oh, so
oh,
many puns. Okay, so, you know, homing pigeons, carrier pigeons, they can, you know, carry their little tiny cargo and, you know, they attach
Deliver
it to
messages,
their...
Yeah.
yeah, of course. So, of the hundreds of thousands of carrier pigeons sent through enemy fire, what percentage completed their missions? So this is during both world wars. You know, radio communications, not very reliable.
Sure.
So how many completed their missions? By the way.
Percentage.
Percentage. Yep. By the way, I have no idea how the Spy Museum got this data.
Sure.
I have no idea how it was calculated. Like, was there some guy with a clipboard like, oh, yep.
Right.
Tony the Pigeons.
That one worked.
She's good.
That one
yeah.
worked. That one worked. Yep.
Yeah. I don't know why Tony was the first name
anybody
for a
seen,
pigeon.
Yeah. Has anybody seen Bertha?
Yeah,
no?
Right.
No. Well, Bertha's down.
Yeah.
Bertha, I would. Well, that's an interesting pigeon name. But anyway, yeah. So what?
More interesting than Tony.
Yeah, I don't know where Tony. I don't know where that came from. I'll
yeah,
keep.
Tony's
brains.
A tiger. Everybody knows.
Yeah.
This.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a no-brainer.
I think when I think of Tony, I have an Uncle Tony. He's got. He's very nice.
He's very pigeon-like.
No, he's got gray hair. I guess I don't know. Love you, Uncle Tony. Sorry, don't listen. I don't know. Maybe that's where I came from. Anyway, percentage.
Thoughts, Michael?
None. 70%.
That's a great. I was gonna say 80, but yeah, I'd like
yeah.
to think that carrier pigeons were massively effective and that people didn't waste ammunition shooting at birds, even if it could have been a carrier pigeon, because odds are that it's not. So yeah, I'm gonna go 80%.
Yes, I will close my eyes and throw my dart at the board. 70%.
You guys were both really great,
okay.
in the sense that yes, carrier pigeons were more successful than they were not.
Okay.
But according to the 52. International Spy Museum,
yeah.
95% completed
what?
Their missions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super reliable.
Yeah. And so they continued, they described it as their brave service worldwide throughout the 1950s. They earned more medals than any other animal for war service.
I need to be clear about this. I don't get 95% like reliability on my cell phone right now.
Right,
no,
yeah.
God, no. I think more importantly, what we need to do is take this question and modify it for a finals so that we can ask which animal has received the most medals.
Bird.
At which point the answer would be pigeon.
Yes. Bird would be wrong.
Bird is not acceptable.
But yeah, there's a whole list, and I kind of went down the rabbit
the pigeon hole.
Down the pigeonhole. The Dickin Medal is the UK's Medal of Honor specifically for animals, and there's a whole bunch of awesome animals.
Dickin or Dickens?
D-I-C-K-I-N.
Oh, I-N, okay.
Yeah, not Dickens, like the author, yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't sure.
Yeah, but so they awarded lots of Medal of Honors, or not Medal of Honors, but the Dickens Medal is the Medal of Honor for animals. Pigeons receive more than any other animal. I thought that was kind of cool because the rats of the sky do not often get the respect that they deserve anymore. You know, what a downturn for pigeons, am I right? Like just,
right.
You know, from a PR perspective, fire right. your manager, pigeons.
Medal of Honor winner to rats.
Yeah. Fire yeah. your PR.
Yeah. It's awful. Awful.
Or don't just all be in New York. Spread out a little bit over the country.
Yeah, or have succinct poop, you know.
Are there pigeons in California?
We have
seagulls.
Yeah, we have both, I think.
Seagulls okay. are the rats of the sky
yeah,
as well.
No,
the rats of the beach.
Right.
By far, seagulls are way worse on the beach.
Okay.
Dangerous.
All right. It's just really annoying.
So pigeons used to be great animals and not the sham of an animal they are now.
Oh, well.
I think it's a perception thing.
Yeah.
How many hardworking pigeons?
The blue-collar pigeons?
The blue-collar pigeons out yeah. there lost their job because of cell phones.
That's true.
So you're saying you want to start another world war to bring pigeons back their
that
jobs?
That is not anywhere close
hearing.
To what I said.
You heard it here first. Michael's a war hawk, but a war pigeon. Okay, well, let's move on.
We need to end this podcast.
Let's move on. That's what happens when you go first. This
Michael,
is why I don't normally go first, because it just turns everybody off.
Yeah.
So I'd like to tell you about John Cochrane.
Oh, also bird-like.
This is an article that came out in the BBC, on the BBC back in April.
Mm-hmm.
He was a teacher.
Okay.
Problem was, he's illiterate.
Oh.
Could not read or write. How long did he teach?
20 years. 40 years. They found out at his retirement ceremony where they gave him a gold watch that he didn't know what the numbers were.
What did he teach?
That is one of the questions I was looking for when you made fun of me at the beginning of the podcast.
Fair.
So?
Yeah, what did he teach?
I couldn't find it because somebody started yelling at me about the beginning of the podcast.
You could have said, hey, we'll stop.
He taught math.
It would have to be something number related. Actually, if you can read numbers, can you read? No, that's not the same thing.
No, that's not the same thing at all.
I'm looking through it. It's
PE.
It's very much his oral history where
sure.
he sat down for an interview and said, here's the different things. His wife knew.
I'm going for 40 years. I'm going to say he was like this storied, long-tenured teacher who at retirement revealed that he was illiterate.
I would tend to agree with you.
Right. And he
that's
has
would be
to,
my guess.
He had to have even either taught maths or taught
maths?
PE.
Did you
yeah.
say maths?
Uh-huh. It's a BBC article, right?
It's a BBC article.
So they study maths.
Yeah.
They do.
Mathematics. Yeah. Or science.
Right. Well, there's more than one math.
It has to be. I agree with Nick. It has to be a very long. My guess would have probably been 40 years as well. You figure somebody starts teaching at 21
20,
and
yeah.
retires
at 60.
So I don't want to take your guess, but that's where I would land because it wouldn't be interesting. He lasted for 1 week.
Right, yeah, before they found out he was such a fraud.
Yeah, he's gone.
Both a little high.
Oh, really?
Okay.
But he did teach for 17 years.
Wow.
This was from 1961 to 1978. And it says here, 8 years after he quit, he saw Barbara Bush, the second lady of the U.S.,
uh-huh.
talking about adult literacy on television.
Okay.
Oh.
It was one of her causes.
Yeah.
And basically, he just hadn't heard anybody talk about it before. So that was kind of what
prompted him to come out
exactly.
and
be a poster
child in the UK for Barbara Bush's policy.
Well, I'm pretty sure what spurred him at a later age to learn to read and write.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
he finally figured it out.
I guess.
Yeah. So he got a volunteer tutor and taught him and learn. But I mean, it's just 17 years as a teacher and he was illiterate. I mean, I just thought that was very interesting. It's a great story. Obviously, we'll post the full article, but
I feel at some point, don't you pick some stuff up? Like, I was in Germany for 2 weeks, but I recognized what the words for, like, exit and bathroom were.
Right.
Like, I recognized them on signs.
Even just by pattern recognition.
Yeah.
Sure, I mean, and I'm certain that's the case, but I mean, pattern recognition definitely isn't reading.
True, true. That's, yeah. You're right.
No, I mean, it's more memorization.
Exactly.
Of,
yeah. It's like, oh, hey, I know that shape. That must be the bathroom.
Wow.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. The,
But
you know,
it's,
you know,
I
mean, lose a thought right in the middle of the thought.
Yeah, the train. I like to say the train has departed the station and you're still on the platform.
I'm not on it. Yeah.
Waving goodbye. See you later, train. See you never. I can't run to the next platform. No way I'm going to catch you.
Right. Yep. But it goes into the story and he's actually set up a foundation for literacy sense. And,
right.
Were people mad? Like if I were a student that I had him, would I sue the school? Is it a private school? And I could sue the school and be like, yo, I didn't learn anything.
I don't think so, because I don't know how you prove that.
That's true.
How do you prove that it wasn't him that didn't teach you?
Well, how do you prove that your lack of education came from the fact that the teacher didn't know how to read? Like, how
especially when there's, I'm assuming, dozens of other cases in every year of kids who did learn.
Right, exactly.
Guy.
True.
The guy sitting next to you got an A in the class. I mean,
the real question is, why is Michael taking so much interest in a guy who has no background in what his job is doing his job?
Why indeed?
Interesting.
So, okay, my interesting fact is I was hoping that Michael had a better transition for this, but there just isn't. It's just not going to happen.
I'll try again next week.
People either love this randomness or hate it, but
right.
We're leaning into it.
You know what? So he had an English teacher.
Yes.
Not an English teacher, but
he was a teacher who was English.
Right, who did that. And you know what? It does a lot in England. It rains.
Yes.
Yeah, like all the time. So
your arm okay for that reach?
Like, yeah, it rains a lot in England. So here's my interesting fact, and I have no setup and no background for this, so I'm just gonna throw it out there.
No setup, no background.
All right, you want setup? I'll give you setup.
No, I don't need it.
Have you guys ever seen a cloud?
Sometimes
cloud. Yeah, not
like where
not,
we like where we store data.
Not where we store data. Okay. No, not that kind of cloud. Like an actual white fluffy cloud.
I think the. I don't understand the cloud technology. You know? Sorry, I feel like I don't get it. It's like 3D printing.
There's recent commercials now that's like, oh, our stuff's in the cloud. It's like, no, apparently not.
No, I'm too ashamed to ask about it as, you know, like kind of a millennial. They're always like asking me for cloud stuff, and I'm like, I don't want my data everywhere.
Yeah.
I know that's silly.
It is.
Anyway, so that's not the cloud you're talking about. You're talking about the clouds that make rain?
Clouds that make rain. White,
cumulonimbus?
White fluffy clouds. That is a type of cloud.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's the only type
Look
of cloud I know.
Look at you showing off your cloud knowledge. Stratus.
It would also be the name. I think it'd be a great like punk rock band name.
Cumulonimbus.
Yeah. Cumulonimbus.
Yeah.
Punk band for kids.
Yeah. Like a science punk band. A science punk band where you learn about science through punk.
Through punk rock. Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense. All right. Here's my question.
Okay.
These, the nice, bright, white, fluffy clouds that float through the sky.
They're beautiful. Mm.
What does the average cloud weigh?
Okay.
The water droplets.
Define average. Like, can we get a size?
Big,
like a 1 foot
big-ish.
By 1 foot is.
I don't know. Look up in the sky. Pick the average.
Well.
Like, you can envision an average cloud, like the cloud from Super Mario Brothers.
Okay.
To throw it back to last week.
Yes.
I have skydived through a cloud before, which you're not supposed to do, but I was not in charge because I was attached to another person.
Uh-huh.
So that does not help my fact at all.
No.
I wouldn't really get
Although
super wet.
Although that cloud
so it was
probably
like a
got lighter after you came out of it.
That's true. I wish there was like a video where you could like see the hole that I made. Yeah, you're not really supposed to do that. He's like, we're going. I'm like, don't tell me we're not supposed to do something as we're jumping out of a plane, sir. Please. I also didn't tell my mom I was going skydiving. So.
Oh, no. If I ever go skydiving, my parents aren't getting advance notice.
Yeah, I was on the ground after. I was like, hey,
actually,
it was awesome.
For that matter, neither is my boss.
Hey, you know what? Skydiving, hard pass.
Yeah.
Not interested.
You know,
skydiving, bungee jumping, I'm okay on the ground.
I said that for a lot of years. Lately, I don't know what it is. I'm like, I'd give it one run. I'd
now,
do it once.
I went twice.
I am definitely going to take Asher to go do the iFly.
Oh, yeah.
That
the indoor
fun.
Skydiving, that I'm definitely going to do.
Yeah, that's way less dangerous.
Yeah.
I remember going up on the plane as, you know, one of those little like puddle jumpers. And I was like, man, we're getting high. I think we're about to jump here, huh, pilot? Yeah, let's go. And he's like, we're about halfway. I was like, oh, shoot. And then the second time we went, they also said the first time was with the cloud. And the second time I went, they were like, okay, it was a friend and I and then all the staff. And this was the last time that they were going to go up for the run for the season. So like, hey, normally, like legally, we're only allowed to take you up to 15,000. But like, we're going to go up to 16,000 today because it's all staff people. It's like, again, probably shouldn't be telling me these things.
That.
So we free fell for like a minute something. And we're like,
It's like, okay, I'm bored now.
Yeah. Went skydiving out of spite. Anyway. Okay. Cloud weight of a cloud.
Weight of a cloud. Of an average cloud.
The average cloud.
Average cloud. I have no idea what even an average cloud
is.
This is
what I was saying.
I have no idea what the average moisture is.
But
I'm going to say moist into the microphone multiple moist times because people hate that. No, kidding.
Zero your stars.
What?
Moist.
Moist is your secret phrase? Yep. Another one word. Back-to-back weeks with one word secret words. Secret phrase. Moist. Okay, I'll stop. I'm going to guess 3 pounds.
3 pounds.
Yes.
It's heavy.
I'm going to say even heavier.
Okay.
Heavier.
Because I'm thinking clouds basically moisture.
Sure.
But it's floating moisture.
Sure. But it's...
How does it float? No. Sorry, continue.
10 pounds.
10 pounds. So 3 pounds and 10 pounds are your guesses.
Yes.
Less than the weight of an average bowling ball.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So by Price is Right rules, Michael's the winner.
Dang it. Mm-hmm.
It is more than 10 pounds. The average weight of your average cloud is 1.1 million pounds.
Whoa.
So you were just a hair under.
Okay.
What?
Yeah, no, I need follow up. Like,
okay.
Explain.
Who calculated this?
People. Science people.
What is your source?
People with science people.
.com.
It's a NASA article.
Oh, a NASA article. Okay.
NASA does it.
That's a fair source, NASA. I think
NASA
that's
also
fair.
Got sued in 1997.
That is
for
true.
For trespassing.
On into
Mars.
Clouds?
On Mars.
Oh, on Mars.
Who sued?
Three Yemeni guys.
Okay. What claim did they have on Mars?
No, I got the article right here. It was going to be one of my backup facts.
Okay.
Three men from Yemen were suing NASA for... the reason I didn't use this as a primary fact is because it's from 1997. It's a little old.
Sure.
But they said, we inherited the planet from our ancestors 3,000 years ago.
Okay.
They presented documents to the country's prosecutor general, which says which they say proves their claim.
Okay.
So what happened?
NASA called it ridiculous. I don't think
NASA was like, "Yep, you guys are right. We out. We gone. We leaving Mars."
There is no word on whether they paid the appropriate inheritance taxes on Mars.
Mm.
All right. So let me put it to you this way.
Okay.
Great.
A visual
question. I have a visual thing that you all can test out. This is a 17-ounce bottle of water.
Sure.
Okay. 17 yes. fluid ounces of water is what's in here. Okay.
Water is fluid.
It's about half full because I've already drank half of it. It's about half full, but hold that.
I think it's about half empty.
Hold that. How much do you think that weighs in pounds?
Two pounds?
2 pounds. Okay.
I think it was in a water bottle 1 pound.
A water bottle is 1 pound. Yeah. So that's about half a pound of water. So a water bottle is 1 pound. So you think one of those big giant clouds weighs three of those water bottles.
Okay, well, I didn't think about it in that sense.
Well, here's the thing.
And also, I thought that I would assume in a cloud that the moisture drops are so tiny and spread out that, you know, this is all together. I don't know.
Condensed?
I was condensed, yes. I'm picturing very light, very, not even like full drops. I don't know.
Right.
But I also don't know anything.
So think about it this way.
I don't know either.
Have you ever been in a place where there's fog on the ground? And you're walking through fog, and you get wet because of the mist that's hanging in the air.
Yes.
That's essentially a cloud on the ground.
Right.
I don't think I've ever gotten wet from fog.
See, here's why I think I was so far off on the weight.
Have you ever been to an amusement park where they spray the mist? Or, for example, a baseball park where they spray the mist on the people and it just floats there in the air?
Yeah, I guess that would be a cloud.
Yeah. So, here's where what?
Here's where I think I was way off.
Uh-huh. Can I have my water back?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
I was doing some bicep curls.
I never got the size of the average cloud. I think I would have been closer to 1.1 million if I had the size of the cloud. Yeah, that's one of the
ones. That's one of the ones that I tried to figure out. But you have to. I mean, the size of the. I can tell you this: if the size of the cloud was as big as this room, which isn't very big,
sure,
it would be more than 3 pounds.
All right. Whoa. Okay.
I'd be more than.
We
10
get it.
Pounds.
My guess was not good. We are all aware of that.
My
in
guess,
this room and the listeners.
If it makes you feel better, Lindsay, my guess was only slightly better.
Yeah, but you won, so.
That's
right.
True.
By
Price is
Right
good.
Rules. Yeah.
It does feel good.
Right. You were only off by point. No, not point.
1.001 million, I think.
Yeah. Did they say how NASA calculated this in the article
it's
your sources?
The weight of the average water drop before it falls out of the sky.
Ah.
Right. And then the average cubic footage of the cloud, and then how many water droplets are within the cubic footage. Results in
great.
Or it's the NASA jet and a dude with a scale.
That too. They just hold it up underneath.
They got that Bluetooth connection, goes right to your smartphone. It's
absolutely
crazy.
Yeah, it's amazing. And it tracks how much weight you gain and lose over time.
Does the shape of the cloud affect this? Like if it's more of a rabbit shape versus
like a dog shape?
Yeah.
Yeah, it absolutely does. That's 100%. That's the main factor, actually.
Yeah, all right. We don't know either. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Michael.
Bye.
Ha 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 ha!